We are your station, 88.9 KETR. Welcome to your Friday and a good weekend for movies, if I do say so myself. Alice Reese joins us, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Alice, this looks like a good lineup. Would you agree?
I think so. I think it's a little different from the big kinds of things we've been having. No cartoon characters, anyway, this week.
I love what the campaign looks like. Why don't you explain it for us?
Well, it's an R-rated thing, so, you know, it's not for the kids, but it is very timely. It's coming out when we're having this unending political cycle.
I think we need a little comic relief, don't we, from that?
Yes, yeah. And this is good, kind of down and dirty, but good political satire. It's kind of more the pie in the face kind than it is that any subtlety. Because of the stars, it's Will Ferrell as Cam Brady, and he's a longtime congressman from North Carolina who at the last minute gets an opponent. He thinks he's just didn't even have to run. It's just a given. And it's Marty Huggins, who's played by Zach Galifianakis. And those two are, you know, people, they're kind of built-in comedians, and so it's already funny. Ferrell plays his usual man-boy kind of role. It's as if it was Ricky Bobby who's running for Congress here. He's like that Talladega guy and constantly has his foot in mouth and does all kinds of outrageous things, which he can't understand why people don't give him a break for, you know, like his mistress's phone call gets put on the air, and he thinks, well, it's the problem of the people that put it on the air, not his problem.
Well, you're a candidate. See, everything's out in the open then.
Yes, and so, and this has got a shooting and a bunch of payoffs and a sex tape and a baby that gets cold-cocked by Will Ferrell. That's shown in the preview, so I'm not giving anything away. Mm-hmm. Instead of kissing the baby, he puts a terrible bruise on his face. They have some kingmakers, these Mach brothers played by John Lithgow and Dan Aykroyd, who are quite good, as they are as devious as they come. And Galifianakis' character is a little different. He's a sissified guy who is the head of the local tourism department in this little town, and he gets all changed by the process. His Dylan McDermott is his campaign manager, and he gets changed by it. Person I really liked, I had not seen before, Sarah Baker, who plays Marty's wife, Mitzi. She's kind of like Melissa McCarthy, kind of a breakout role for her in the comedy end. And also the mudslinging, you think, well, how low can it go? And this is just unbelievably low, what they do to each other and the terrible tricks that they play on each other. It's funny, and as I said again, it's R-rated, though. It's not for the kids.
Also, The Bourne Legacy, were you surprised they were doing another one here?
Yes, I was. Thought it was over. Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, had said he wouldn't do anymore. So the writer of those series, Tony Gilroy, said that he would try again, and they came up with a totally new character. But it's all happening at the same time. So the new character is Jeremy Renner, is the character of clandestine operative Aaron Ross, and I liked him very much, and it's the character is logical because in the other movies they did talk about how besides Jason Bourne there were a number of these other operatives, and in one of them Clive Owen is actually there and talks about it. He asks the Matt Damon character, do you have headaches?
That's true.
Because these things have been done to them. And this movie goes all over the place. It starts in Alaska, and then it ends up in Manila, and it's all kinds of places in between. And what's happened is that this super secret agency has decided that the Treadstone and the other groups of people, I guess there is some need to know about the other movies, the other groups of these spies have to be eliminated. And so Jeremy Renner is on this course to save himself, and he ends up saving one of the scientists who had worked on this project, and she's played by Rachel Weisz. And they have a lot of good chemistry. And in a way, I liked Renner better than Damon. I think he's got more feistiness and kind of a more vulnerability as well. So I really liked him.
So he'll be in for another couple of Bournes, and then they'll go to another one because they've set it up where they can, you know, just switch agents, right?
Right. They can put them all together because this movie is happening at the same time that some other things are. They talk about that Jason Bourne is out there.
It creates a lot of possibilities.
You know, he hadn't been written out yet.
Yeah, it creates a lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And it has the fisticuffs and the yeah. elaborate chase scenes that they're marked by. The last one that's in Manila is one of my all-time favorites that I've ever seen create. I don't know how they did it. It's just amazing.
I think the challenge might not be getting the cast and crew and thinking of a premise and storyline, but thinking of, all right, well, what's the title going to be? The Bourne blank. Yeah, I think you're running out of words here.
Yes. Legacy is good. It is a legacy.
And Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep in Hope Springs.
Yes, this is a movie that, you know, very surprised that it gets made because it's aimed at, you know, people of a certain age. But it's been surprising to me getting amazing, strong reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, which always veers young. And it's doing quite well there. And it opened on Wednesday, so people have already posted all their reviews. It is a story about Kay and Arnold, a longtime married couple. They've been married 31 years, and the spark is gone. And so the wife, Kay, decides that she will take a last-ditch effort to do something about their marriage. So she enrolls them in this intensive week of therapy in a place called Great Hope Springs, Maine. And their therapist is Steve Carell, who does the whole thing totally straight. He is not a comedian in this.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I kept thinking he was going to, you know, kind of. Well, there is a little bit at the end where he's over the credits. There's a little bit of the comic.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting.
A bit of that, yeah, that kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
That, you know, well, comedians are always really good actors when they do go over to the other side.
Sure.
We've seen Bill Murray do it, and several of them, you know, they doing drama. Comedy is supposed to be the hardest to do. Anyway, it's a good story. I thought it was somewhat on the slow side, but the characters, the acting, of course, people like Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep, you just can't top them. And they're very convincing as a couple. And the movie is titillating that it's PG-13. It's got a lot of sex talk, but that's about all.
Thank you, Alice, for your insight, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. We speak to her again next week. Your local newscast is next.